The next patient is Miss Wanda Finch. Last name, F-I-N-C-H. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, that has been following the practice because of the CKD stage 3A-A1. The patient has been exposed to chemotherapy in the past. The patient has a BMI that is above 40, and she has a history of hyperlipidemia and a diffuse atherosclerotic process along with autoimmune disease, Sica syndrome, S-I-C-C-A syndrome, and fibromyalgia. The patient comes to a laboratory workup that was done on June the 4th of 2024 with the serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 22, and estimated EFR is 46 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The kidney function remains very stable. We have to point out that the ultrasound in the past showed smaller than expected kidneys, period. Following number, essential hypertension that has been under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Patient has a cholesterol of 198, an LDL of 122, HDL of 62, and triglycerides of 66. She has been treated. Following number, the Sjögren syndrome and the fibromyalgia treated by Dr. A. Torres. The patient is complaining of poor quality of life associated to pain. And she's going to see Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, tomorrow. And hopefully the patient will be able to be helped with a different approach in order to mitigate the pain. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11, most likely associated to iron deficiency. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, this patient has morbid obesity, most likely associated to increased caloric intake. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.